You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, how to survive customer service hell, including shortcuts to get you right to the front of the queue when you call that 800 number. Plus, the Golden Globe nominations are out, and our movie guy is really upset about it. We'll find out why. Let's meet the friends. For no other reason than it's in her blood, on Storm Watch today, it's Erin Myers.
Yeah, a huge storm pummeling the West Coast. Now it's heading to SoCal. I'll tell you what you need to know if you live in this area.
Marching for truth, justice, and a good story, Jay Campedonia is here.
Right now, cops have a bad name. Well, one police chief is doing something to ease tensions between protesters and authorities.
And jumping in between you and danger, it's Chris Martin.
Phil, I have a story about a crime-fighting grandma.
Okay, fine.
Enough said.
Yeah. Can't mess with a granny.
No, you can't. All right, looking out the window here across the L.A. Harbor here at our beautiful portside studios, the L.A. radio studios, it is foreboding out there. The skies are beyond gray. And, Erin, I'm told that this is just going to be the storm to end all storms for the West Coast.
Yeah, they're saying it could be one of the most powerful storms to actually hit in years, and it's already been pummeling Northern California, Oregon, and Washington. They've had up to 5 inches of rain in certain areas of Northern California and winds up to 80 miles per hour. Well, now it's heading our way here in the LA area, Orange County area, and they are worried about mudslides, big surf, things along those lines. And they've already actually evacuated certain areas like San Jacinto, and there are mandatory evacuations in place as well. And the rain's supposed to start tonight and last through Saturday, so people are getting ready and prepping.
You know that tree in front of your house that you've been wondering for years? I wonder, well, that tree, is that tree ever going to fall?
Yes.
This would be a good weekend for that to happen, wouldn't it?
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting. I was at the beach this morning, and the waves weren't too bad, but you could see them building throughout the morning, and you have the people who are super excited, like, yes, yeah, surf, and then the ones who you're like, no, you stay out of the water. So yeah. You really do need to be careful.
Be a strong swimmer, or yes. If you're a surfer, know what you're doing.
Yes.
Don't go out there and stress the lifeguards, because they're already stressed out about this.
Do you guys? Or go ahead, Jay.
We're supposed to get like 2 inches of rain in one day.
2 to 4 inches, they said. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So a lot.
In a short period of time, and then there's a little respite, and then it comes back. From what I understand.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
we're going to get another one next week.
This is a two-pronged storm Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Yeah. We are headed for a cold and rainy Christmas in Southern California.
Something like awesome. That.
It's not going to be 85 degrees.
No.
On Christmas morning.
We had the heat wave for Thanksgiving.
Right. Oh, man, was it hot.
It was
hot. Pushing 90 degrees. Uh-huh.
I know. My giblets melted.
Jesus.
But here's the thing. In our second hour, we're going to hear from AccuWeather meteorologist Ken, what's his name? Ken something.
Clark.
Ken Clark. That's right. I forgot his name for a second. But he's in California today covering all of this, and he's going to give us the meteorological aspect of this.
Yes.
Let us know about how much rain we can expect, what the winds are going to do. And will this storm officially end our drought here in California? We've been nothing. We've been dry for 3 years.
It wasn't over from the last one?
No.
Yeah, and I think we'll still have a ways to go, but it definitely doesn't hurt.
But there's snow in this one. It's cold, and maybe it's going to help the snowpack in the Sierras, which is a big deal.
Yeah. I know people are waiting to get the snowboards out. So
snowboards? Come on. We're just trying to survive here, and you're thinking about recreation?
You know, this storm has a name.
What's it called?
The Pineapple Express.
No.
I'm not joking.
I thought it was the December deluge.
That's not the name of the storm.
It does, too. There's plenty of outlets calling it the Pineapple Express.
No, that's where the storm is coming from.
That's right. It's
coming
from Hawaii.
But that's not the name of the storm.
I kind of like it, though.
It's the name of the frontal system that's coming from Hawaii.
Right, but that's where it's originating, Chris. It's not. They don't name rainstorms like they do hurricanes. You know what I mean?
I thought that was
referred to as the Pineapple
Express. Isn't that the name of a movie about a bunch of guys that smoke pot?
Yes, it is. With like... Yeah, with, I think, Seth Rogen and James Franco or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who are those guys?
They're everywhere right now, those
yes,
two. But
exactly.
Yeah.
Just don't try to report on them. Okay, let's move along. We're going to be talking about this storm, I think, for days. So why don't we go to our next story? And it has to do with a bunch of parents who are upset, Erin. Why?
Well, there's a school in Northern California, so not only getting pummeled by rain, but this school is now getting pummeled by parents because they're teaching a sex ed class. Didn't you like that? Pummeled by parents?
Yeah,
that was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
With Planned Parenthood. And I guess there's some things that parents aren't too happy about, like a sheet about consent and questions that you have to answer that, like, is this okay with you or can I kiss you? So they're trying to teach kids some things that parents are a little concerned about. There's also questionnaires about, are you ready to have sex? It's a checklist that talks about condoms and pregnancy and STDs.
How old are these kids?
They're high school.
Okay.
So 14 to start.
Yeah.
And then the last thing is a worksheet they call the gender-bred person, which differentiates between gender identity, sexual orientation, and actually looks like a gingerbread man.
But it's a gender-bred person.
Yes. And so parents not happy. But here's the kicker is that they've been partnered. This school's been partnered with Planned Parenthood for 10 years. So they don't know why all of a sudden they're like, hey, we don't like this.
Mm. All right. So. Yeah. Well, fine.
What kind of parts does the
gingerbread person?
Well, that's like the gingerbread man is not anatomically correct.
No. So I don't know how you learn from that.
He's like actually those Flat Stanley guys, you know, they just hold him up and take a picture.
Yeah. He's like the Ken doll.
I mean, so why is that what makes him bending genders or ginger?
Maybe that's what it is, because there is no anatomical. So could be anything. It's your choice.
Forgive me for teaching my future kids that men are men and women are women. Forgive me.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you're forgiven.
Thank you.
But what if your child comes out completely ambiguous?
Then you return him.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
There you go. Angry email
number
one for today.
I'm totally kidding.
Contact at Phil Hewlett and Friends. That's the email. Okay. How about a palate cleanser? And we'll use Kim Kardashian for that.
Yes. She knows exactly who she is sexually. I can tell you that one. But she is telling Elle magazine that God was mad at her recently. And she thought that God was punishing her because he made her gain so much weight, or she, whatever you want to choose there, made her gain so much weight while she was pregnant. And here's what she said. She goes, Kim, you think you're so hot, but look what I can do to you. So after being pregnant,
She
said it seriously. And
you are so narcissistic to think that God would single you out. God himself.
Herself.
Whatever, self.
And the fact that she thinks she's so hot. Where'd she get that one from?
You know what made her ass so giant? Pork rinds and donuts and hot dogs and whatever else she was shoving down her gullet. There's no way in hell that God would single out anyone, especially you.
Yeah, I think
that's the way it is.
Got better things to do than
that
one.
That is ridiculous.
But
that beats the ridiculousness of her last photo shoot. Ridiculous of the ridiculous.
Well, God forgave her for that photo shoot, apparently.
Whatever.
So. Kim Kardashian, you've even infiltrated this program and got your free publicity. So
there you go.
She doesn't have to pay for any of this stuff. All right, Jay, while you're hopped up.
Yes.
There's actually a story of reconciliation that you bring to the roundtable today.
Yeah, a little bit. We all know that there are protests going on across the country because a few cops have shot and killed a few unarmed black men. That's just the way it is. So there's protest for people fighting against police violence and police brutality and racial profiling and all this stuff. And in Northern California, they've really taken it to new heights. The protests have calmed down here in Los Angeles. They've calmed down in New York. They've calmed down in Ferguson. But in Berkeley, California, they are still raging. Hundreds of people are shutting down freeways every night. They are just being relentless. Well, in a little town not too far from there called Richmond, California, the police chief there, Chris Magnus, thought of a different approach. Instead of of course, he's going to have the police he's going to have the police policing the protesters.
Yep.
Ah, I got it out. All right. So he decided to join them. And he held up a poster board that said with the hashtag Black Lives Matter. And that's what's been trending on social media. And that's what's been that's been the battle cry.
So he marched with the marchers.
He marched with the marchers holding a sign Black Lives Matter.
Wow. Does it say how people responded?
They loved it.
Did they?
They loved it.
Is he a white police chief?
He's a white police chief surrounded by black protesters. And he's the one holding the sign.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, I know they matter.
Yeah.
Things happen. Mistakes are made. but we need to clean it up, you know, across the
board. Well, isn't this the thing the last time we talked about race? Didn't we all agree that if you have dialogue, you've got to find what you have in common? And there's a little piece of commonality that brought the two disparate groups together, whites and blacks, in this particular instance. And that's where you start. You find out where you have a common understanding.
Exactly. I thought it was a great move. I mean, I don't think we're going to see LAPD Chief Charlie Beck doing it. I doubt it. But, you know, in Richmond, California, hats off to you, Police Chief Chris Magnus, because like Phil just said, that's how you start a conversation. See what they're about. And maybe they'll want to listen to what you're about. And then maybe we can reach some common ground. Way to go, kid.
Well said, Jay. Thank you very much. All right. Up next, this is a message for carjackers. Don't mess with grandma. Here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. Aaron Myers, Jake Ambedonia, Chris Martin are all here. We're glad you are as well. You know, warm, touching moment last night at the Ducks game at Honda Center, and I had the distinct honor of being part of a ruse in which we faked out a family of about 14, including a mother of two sons, a 17-month-old, and a much younger baby. The baby, whose father has been in the military and stationed overseas in Afghanistan, did not see the birth of his child, missed about a year's worth of his 17-month-old son's life.
Yeah.
And so what we did is we set up a Skype phone call on the big screen there on the scoreboard.
Oh, how cool is that?
For the mom and the family to communicate during the game. Well, the Skype was all a ruse. It was pre-recorded, and it made it look like we couldn't connect, and he couldn't hear her, she couldn't hear him, or she could hear him, but he couldn't hear her, and then it disappeared, and suddenly he, rather than being in Romania en route to Afghanistan to make his way home sometime next year, he was, in fact, in the building and into the suite there, and it's just one of those touching moments, and again, I got to narrate the whole thing, and it was just an honor and a privilege to be part of that. And if you'd like to see the video, which is provided by the NHL, it is on our show fun page at philhewlettandfriends.com.
I am on my way. How cool.
Yeah, so the mom and the child are watching the video board of the husband
and she's got
father.
A microphone. She's saying, hello, honey. And he's honey, I can't hear you. And then the static, and then he says, this isn't working. And I say, and the fans go, oh. And then I'm sorry, folks. Looks like we will not be able to communicate with the sergeant in Romania, but we had an idea that we'd have technical difficulties, so you know, we flew him out,
and then he walked into the suite.
Wow, and just one of those moments. Just
that's a tearjerker.
You could watch that over and over again, and won't be able to turn off the waterworks. Anyway, let's get things rolling. Once again, we have more stories for you, and Chris, tell us about this grandma with a particular set of skills.
Yeah, her particular set of skills is that she just doesn't give up. 67-year-old Kay Weiss was returning home from Christmas shopping, and three thugs came up to her van window. They were asking for directions. This is their ploy, right? So she's talking to them. She turns away for a second, turns back to a gun in her face.
Wow. Right?
And then, of course, thug number one says, give me the keys.
Yeah.
And Kay says, you're not getting my car. And he hit her in the face with the gun.
Uh-oh.
So she turned back and slapped his hand and slapped the gun out of his hand.
Nice.
She said, you're not taking my car. I haven't even had it that long.
Wow.
Then, right in the face of the criminals, she just starts screaming at the top of her lungs for her son and for the neighbors, and that prompted the robbers to continue hitting her, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But her screams did get the attention of the neighbors, who came down, scared the robbers away, who did not get her van. They ran off, and, she suffered some lesions on her face and even a broken nose and a black eye. But in the end, she was just happy that the criminals didn't get her ride.
Good for her.
Yeah, I guess so. But, of course, the police will tell you, do not do this. Just give them the car.
Yeah.
You can get another car. You can't get another life.
Yeah, that ended better than it could have. So at least that's good.
Certainly.
Yikes.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, we go far and beyond the call of duty and nature in some cases, Aaron. And in this case, there's an interesting little turtle. Or is it a tortoise?
He is a tiny tortoise, and he's so cute. This little tortoise is named Blade, and he's getting a new lease on life because apparently he was born or has this bone disease that makes him weak, so he can't carry his own weight, so he couldn't walk. Well, a vet built a custom skate for him, and it's made out of Legos, and so it has these little wheels, and you can see the Legos, and now he can get around, and they hope it will build his muscles up so then he can eventually take his skate off. But
oh,
I mean,
check it out. There's a picture of it on the show fun page.
And there's actually a video, too, I believe, or there could be. I'm going to look for that. But it's so cute. And, turtle with Legos.
You said his name was Speedy?
It will be now. He's the one who could actually beat the hare with this.
Wow.
So, that is Little Blade.
We're seeing more and more of that, like Legos and vets using toys to help. What was it, a chihuahua a couple weeks ago? Now we got a tortoise or a turtle.
Yeah, we have that chihuahua picture on our page.
That's cool.
Yeah. There you go. You should just hang out on our show fun page. We were talking about thieves a moment ago, and they were foiled by Grandma. But a couple of thieves punked in an Amazon scheme, right?
Kind of, sort of, yes. In Washington, D.C., a couple, they order packages online all the time. Well, now we all know it's the holiday season. Thousands and thousands of people are ordering packages, and they're having them stolen from their front porch.
That's not right.
We've seen the surveillance video. We've heard cops say, hey, don't leave packages on your front porch because they'll be stolen. Well, one couple says, you know what? I've had enough. I'm going to get back at this guy. So they set sort of a booby trap, if you will. Okay? So they adjusted their surveillance camera so they can catch the thieves' face. They assumed that it was the same guy stealing the packages every other day or every week whenever they were delivered. So they adjusted the camera so they could get the guy's face, but that's not the best part. They had a box on their porch that looked like a delivery, and they filled it with dog poop.
Yeah!
That sounds like a duty trap.
A few hours later, sure enough, the same guy came down, picked up the package, and walked away like it was nothing. Can you imagine his face when he opens that package?
I love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's how you get back at a thief. That is fantastic.
Get him. Get him good. All right, Chris, you've been following fashion fairly closely lately.
Always.
That's weird.
And tell us about this new fashion item for the ladies.
Well, researchers in Australia have developed a prototype for the world's first bionic bra. Aaron, you might be interested in this.
Okay.
So the Breast Researchers of Australia, which you can figure out what that acronym stands for.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Johnny? I want to be a breast researcher.
Yeah.
Good for you,
buddy. It's not a bad gig if you can get it, right?
Yeah, I guess not.
These guys claim the bra that they have created automatically tightens when it senses breast movement. So it's supposed to be like a sports bra, but they're hoping that it'll
expand. I think I'm torn
on
that.
Oh, I think I see where you're going with that.
Oh, so like during jogging or something?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Oh,
it's
get your mind out of the gutter, Phil.
It's a jiggle reducer, an anti-jiggle agent.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's made out of these like microfibers that are connected with these tiny electromagnetic sensors.
Space-age polymers.
Oh, my goodness.
I think there's titanium in it.
So I have a question for the researchers, as I say in quotes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's say you're getting down with a get down right after a workout, because sometimes that happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going, and you're kind of struggling to get the sports bra off. Is it going to tighten up on you?
It might. Yeah, it might just clamp up.
So you could be trapped forever, is what you're saying.
Catch a finger in there?
No, actually, if you see the way this thing's designed, it has two Velcro straps in the back. It's not an attractive bra. It's definitely, the prototype is definitely a sports bra. But I do have a couple of questions for Aaron real quick.
Oh, boy. Yay.
Can I see him?
These researchers these researchers claim that most supportive bras tend to be the most uncomfortable. Is that the case? So they're looking for more comfortable one?
Yeah, they can be very constricting, I would say. Yeah.
And they also say that 85% of women wear bras that do not fit them correctly.
That is true, too. I think a lot of women don't go and get measured and sized, which you should, because you'll realize you're doing something wrong.
Junior, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a breast measurement guy.
That's right.
So ladies buy the right size bras.
I didn't even know that job existed, though.
It should.
Unless Victoria's Secret does. They measure you,
80% of women are wearing the wrong size, and there's a vacuum in a certain industry that guys or women or whoever need to get in there and fill that vacuum.
Wow.
Fill the void.
Or
smart
Jay
guys.
Campadonia.
Hey, I want to tell you that when you go to work tomorrow and you look around at the office, careful what surface you touch. New survey found that 1 out of 4 people have hooked up with a coworker during an office Christmas party. And actually, it was a pretty impressive number. 74% went back home to get it on afterwards. And plenty of others did it in the office. And here are the 4 most common places. 18% in a conference room. 16% the mail room. 10% the copy room. And 10%... on the boss's desk.
I was waiting for that one. I knew it.
Really? Was it the boss?
No, it wasn't.
All right.
Hey, Chris Rock, The Bible, and Nipples. Those are your choices this weekend at the theaters. And our movie guy joins us live to talk about them, as well as the Golden Globe nominations, which were just announced this morning. Manny the Movie Guy joins us live next, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. We thank you for that. We have a website, philhewlettandfriends.com. Go check it out. Just kind of surf around. Look at the show fun page. Click on the about page, and then there's a little hidden link where you can see a picture and more information about Manny the Movie Guy. The Golden Globe nominations happened this morning, and here to talk about the nods, the snubs, the surprises, as well as this weekend's new releases at your local Cineplex, KMIR-TV Palm Springs movie reviewer Manny the Movie Guy. Manny, you've got to be beside yourself when the Golden Globe nods are out.
I am such a big movie buff. I woke up at 3 in the morning just so I could watch it live at 5 and report about it live at 5 as well.
Let's see. You said Steve Carell would win Best Picture at the Oscars. You said Julianne Moore would win Best Actress, and so far they're both nods, right?
My favorite films are all there. The Theory of Everything is there. I am so happy. Now here's one of the biggest snubs, in my opinion. The Hollywood Foreign Press loves Angelina Jolie, but unfortunately, there's no Angelina Jolie this time around. Their love for her is now broken.
Oh, well, what would she have been up for, acting or directing?
Well, yeah, well, you look, you know, in any category, they love to have any Angelina Jolie participation in it, but no love for Maleficent, nor the movie that she directed, which is a fantastic film called Unbroken, which comes out this Christmas.
Yeah. Wow.
No love for Miss Jolie. The biggest thing for me, though, is that for the first time ever, the director of Selma, Ava DuVernay, makes history by being the first African-American woman to be nominated for Best Director. So that's kind of cool.
How about that? Okay.
Yes. And no love for Interstellar either, by the way.
Oh.
Christopher Nolan, the movie is full of Best Acting Oscar winners. We have Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway. Jessica Chastain has been nominated like 2 times. And Christopher Nolan, of course, also Oscar nominated. But only one love for Interstellar, and that is for Best Original Music.
Hey, Chris, did you finally see Interstellar? You kept threatening to go watch it.
Yeah, I saw Interstellar. I actually asked Manny about it before I went to see it, and I didn't think it was that good.
Yeah, it's okay. I told you it's not the best Christopher Nolan movie there is. It's probably way down there, but it's still fun. I mean, it's still well made. It it makes you think about those
wormholes and time space.
Now you're such a huge movie buff, so I know you love the awards time of year. But I wonder if just everybody else is a little bit burned out because we have so many of these award shows.
Yeah, you know what, though? It should be the other way around. It should be us who follows this, like, from, you know, from the moment it comes out and all the way till the Oscars, who should be burned out. But, no, I think now is the time where it's slowly coming out in release, you know, like Foxcatcher, Whiplash, all these Oscar wannabes, all these Oscar baits are all coming out now. So I think people will be tired. They will be tired, though, I bet you, by January, after the Golden Globes, they'll be like, when is the Oscar?
Jay, why was it you like the Golden Globes better?
They serve booze.
Oh, yeah, that's when they say the funny
stuff.
That's
right.
That's good.
That's what I love best about the Critics' Choice, by the way, which I'm a member of. I'm a voting member of. But we do have free booze from, like, 2 hours before the show starts. So
oh, my gosh. How can you make a conscious decision about which movies you like when you're completely schnockered?
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
The deadline for us voting, by the way, is tomorrow. And I'm probably watching, like, 2-3 movies every night.
Well, drink up. You know, so that it's at least you're consistent. All right, let's talk about the movies that are out this weekend. The Exodus movie, whatever the full title is, it's out. Epic biblical drama. Any good?
Exodus, Gods and Kings, not so good. Just like Noah and his giant ark in Darren Aronofsky's big screen version. Last spring, here comes another one. It's Exodus, Gods and Kings. This, of course, is from Ridley Scott, who gave us a fantastic Gladiator. But here's what I hate about this new reimagined biblical stories. They take anything that's mythical, magical, mystical that we love about those stories and kind of give them a little scientific, you know, twist. Like, for instance, Noah seeing the burning bush, it's not because of something, you know, godlike. It's because someone hit him in the head.
Oh, it's not a miracle. It's a delusional thing.
Right. Or the big, you know, the big Red Sea, the parting of the Red Sea. It's because of a tidal wave. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff. I mean, I wish, you know, they all have to learn from Cecil B. DeMille, who gave us still the fantastic The Ten Commandments. You know, he just really went and told the story.
Yeah, and then he killed off a bunch of extras.
Well, there you go. And that made it more fantastic, I think. So, yeah, no, it's out of 4, I gave it 2.5 kisses. It's really just, you know, the CGI effects, it's really, that's what it's for, and that's what you're going to be getting.
Manny, I have a question about that, because when I saw the previews, Christian Bale, I really like him in most things, but for some reason I have such a hard time wrapping my head around him being in a movie like this. What did you think of his performance?
I love Christian Bale. He is a fantastic, fantastic actor, and he did his best with this movie. But the problem is most of the actors are kind of aimlessly wandered aimlessly. It's directionless. Most of them just settle for reactionary shots, and some of them have varying degrees of English accents.
Oh.
Yes. I mean, you know, and here's the bottom line.
They had those in biblical times?
Exactly. And in order for you to look like an Egyptian, you have to wear gobs and gobs of eyeliner.
Oh. Yeah, well,
that's what I learned.
Okay, that's good. They were the original glams, right?
Yes, very good.
All right, 2.5 kisses. That's your ranking?
Out of 4, yes. You know, because at least every movie deserves at least a kiss.
Boy, you get soaking wet after 4 kisses, don't you?
That's right, slobbering.
All right, so Chris Rock is back with the top 5. Tell us about that.
Where has he been? The comedian returns with the endearing, endearing top 5, and it is my favorite comedy of the year. This one is like part Woody Allen. You know, it's smart, it's funny, and it's a witty look at Hollywood, the stardom, rapping, and what it really means to be black and famous in today's society. And it's really, really funny to boot. I enjoy this film.
Good. All right. And there's a movie, Manny, coming out this weekend. Maybe it's important from a woman's rights perspective. It might even be an important movie, but I just like the title. It's called Free the Nipple. What do you know about it?
After we talked about Reese Witherspoon's full frontal nudity in Wild last week, you got so inspired, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did.
Well, Free the Nipple, it's a satire, and it is based on a true story of, you know, two New York activists live and with who take their crusade for gender equality, and it's all about freeing them lovely nipples.
Yeah, what, they take off their tops in public and they run from the police, that kind of thing?
Right. Yeah. We should have a male version of that, right?
What, should we?
And that is what I call true equality.
Yes. Visit MannyTheMovieGuy.com and watch Manny's many celebrity interviews. They're all great. And you are too, Manny. We love talking with you. And enjoy the rest of the award season. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. And next week we'll talk about Annie and The Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
Yes. Oh,
very good. Thanks. Manny the Movie Guy. Watch him in Palm Springs, too, on KMIR-TV. Thank you. All right. There he goes.
I'm going to go see that nipple movie.
Of course you are. Of course.
Yeah. Oh, just watch the trailer.
That's the one with Christian Bale, right?
Yeah.
No.
You get to see his nipples the whole time. Oh, see, wonderful. I might see that one then.
You might?
If that was the case, sure. Why not?
Yeah. All right.
Is he that good looking?
He's good looking in his own way. I just think he has his anger issues are what makes it like a turn off, I think.
When turn off,
yeah, those anger issues he has.
Yeah, but what if he talked to you in his Batman voice?
I'd run the other way. That voice is the worst thing about Batman, is all I can say.
Really?
Yes, when he goes from talking normally to, I'm Batman.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I am Groot. I am Batman.
Yes.
That's funny.
It's the same character, right? No, it's not. Hey, no doubt during the holiday season, unless, of course, you're Charmed, you're going to need to speak with a customer service rep to resolve some kind of issue with something you bought or an employee at a store. Up next, we're going to attempt to save you from customer service hell, including giving you tips on skipping right through that endless phone queue. That's next right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. You enjoying your shopping experience this holiday season? Hi, it's Phil. You're listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. Aaron, Jay, and Chris are here. And during this season, the already bad customer service typically gets even worse. So think about all the seasonal employees, right? They're barely trained. And look at the stress that they're under with the constant barrage of shoppers who expect things to go smoothly and quickly, which they rarely do.
They don't care.
No, they don't care. They're just going to collect a quick paycheck and then go back to not working for a couple of months.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, anyway, as jaded as that sounds, it's the truth. Because we just want our stuff. And we want it now. And we don't want it broken.
Yeah.
And we want to pay the right price. Joining us live is an acclaimed retailer, a trainer, speaker, and author on retail management and training issues, Retail Insider, Buck Jones. Hey, Buck, how are you?
Boy, Phil, I'm doing fine, but after that introduction, I'm beginning to wonder. I mean, it must be different in California than it is in Texas.
Well, we're just consumers out here, and we want to consume. Hey, you know, retailers try to do their best to give good customer service, don't they?
I think for the most part, you're exactly right, and you've got some good ones out there. Now, come on now. I mean...
Oh, I know. There are some good ones, but it's the time of year, though, when you get some help that hasn't been with the company for a long time, and stuff falls through the cracks.
Exactly right. And the other issue, quite honestly, is stores aren't built for the kind of volume we do right now. I mean, you know, you don't build a store for the kind of business you're going to do in these basically 6 weeks.
Yeah. Well, let's...
You've got all kinds of problems that come into play there.
Well, let's get down to it. Let's say something goes very badly in a store and you want a quick resolution. What's the best way to go about it? And when things go from bad to worse, does it make sense to just make a scene right there in the store?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Now, is that Jay or Chris? Which one is it?
That's Jay.
I'm Jay.
Yeah.
You know, Jay, which one now?
I'm Jay, and yes, I get right to it. I get right to the point, sir.
You know, I got a feeling you're the kind of person that goes out on, you know, does their Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve at 10 o'clock at the Walgreens. I mean,
sir, I am an AM PM fan. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, I kind of felt like that's where I said, you know, it's that Aqua Velva stuff. That's what I see you with.
Yeah, there you go.
No, this is a bad time of the year, and it's really tough. And quite honestly, you know, as we talk about The real problem is that, see, as a retailer, I know how many customer complaints I'm going to get. I've already budgeted for it. It has to be in my budget for the quarter.
A cost of doing business, giving up what, free stuff?
Exactly. It's the same thing as my customer call centers. I know how many complaints I'm going to get. I know what it's going to cost me. It's all budgeted there. So when you complain to me, that's nothing unusual. I mean, I plan for it. I know it's part of my business.
How do I get to you in a hurry because there's so many layers?
That's exactly right, and it's knowing how to get through those layers. The first thing, and if you're in a store, you've got to get to the store manager. You've got to get to him. I mean, and him or who, whoever it is, that's the key.
Is there a magic word you can use to get to the manager?
Well, it's demanding that you get to the manager. I don't think it's a magic word. It's just saying, this is the person I want to talk to, and you get to that manager. And the key here, really, Connie Phil, is letting the manager know, and there's a way to do that, that you're serious about this, because you've got to get it outside the regular business cycle that we all deal as retailers. And you've got to, what I call, make it personal.
Ooh.
And once you do that, that lets them know, okay, this person, I've got to take this outside my regular business system where basically only about 20% of the customers actually ever get their complaints resolved.
Well, 20%. So give me an example then of what you mean by making it personal.
Okay. Talking to a store manager, it can be something as very simple as, you know, look, I'm sorry, I don't want to bother you with this, but I didn't know if it was better to talk to you or maybe to call someone at the office.
Oh, yeah.
I like that, because now you're talking to his boss.
You're darn right, and that isn't confrontational. It's not saying, you know, do this or else. It's not saying, hey, idiot. It's just saying in a very, very nice way, look, I'm sorry, you know, I don't want to bother you with this, but, you know, should I talk to you or should I, you know, call someone at the office? You know, and that really gets the message across. And what you're going to find, store managers want to know this. Quite honestly, most store managers don't. It gets left in with their employees in the store.
Yeah.
And they don't understand what's going on. They don't hear it. And the interview, the surveys we do across the country, 95% of the store managers all want to know about these situations that are going on within their stores because it affects them personally.
And here's the other thing, too, Jay, and if you're going to start with the guy at the counter or the gal at the counter and you're going to start ranting and raving about something that didn't go all that well, it could escalate because think about, again, we talk about the pressure that those employees are under, and perhaps they're not as well trained in dealing with people as the manager might be. And so that could escalate, and ultimately you'll get carted away by the police.
Yes, no, I agree with that. I'm saying, you know, you take your business elsewhere. I think the guy's got a great point. You demand the manager, and you get further with honey than you do vinegar.
There you go. How about
on? You hit it. I just went back. You hit it right on the line, because if you start ranting and raving,
Yeah. Let
me tell you, these people know how to handle that, too. And it is a phone call, and you're going to end up on the wrong side, not where you want to be.
Yeah, talking to Buck Jones, he's a retail insider. How about online shopping? Some of the sites offer that little chat box where you get to speak with somebody who will pretend to know what they're talking about until you start flaming out and typing faster than you ever thought you were capable of. Can you get to a higher source in those little chat boxes?
You know, you've got to find ways to get off that phone tree. I mean, how many of you have been in those systems? You know the line.
Yeah.
You know, we're experiencing a higher than normal call volume.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now how many have heard that one?
I have. I heard it yesterday.
Or you get transferred a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know what a normal call volume is?
Well, I can imagine. It's hundreds of calls a minute if it's a big company.
It sure is. But the reality is, I mean, today we don't even know what it is because it's the kind of thing where this comes up all the time. And again, I plan for this as a retailer. I know how many calls I'm going to get. I know what I've got in my the people that are handling them, and I know I'm going to have a backlog, and that's okay because I know a lot of people will drop off.
Hmm.
And so it's actually planned. It's part of the cost of doing business. But there are ways today to get past those people, and that's what's really interesting. I don't know if you read it or not. There's two sites on the web right now.
Yeah.
That will actually, in fact, they list over about 1,600 companies. They not only give you the customer service number to call, but they give you the codes to punch in to get past and out of the tree and get to a live person.
Really? You know the names and the addresses of these websites?
I can give them to you right now if you want them, Phil.
Oh, I'd love to have them, and we'll put them on our links page.
Okay. One of them is contacthelp.com.
Contacthelp.com. All right.
Another one is gethuman.com.
Gethuman.
I like that. That's perfect.
Yeah, because, you know, when you call, they press 1 for something that sounds like you don't want it, but you're not sure. Press 2, please make a choice or your call will be disconnected.
Yes. and it is as frustrating as can be. I tell you also, there, and I hate those things where you're sitting on the line and you're waiting, and you don't know whether to keep waiting or do I hang up and dial again, or are they really paying attention to me? Because you're just on this wait system, and they keep coming back every but 15 seconds and telling you how much they appreciate you.
May I just ask that companies get better music for their on-hold people?
Oh, it's not bad. I think it's a good change of pace, you know? It's like, all right, I only have to listen to this for an hour while I'm on hold. That's
yeah,
cool.
Right, and then you start dreaming about that music. What, Buck, what is the give us some of the worst customer service experiences you've heard about or have had to deal with.
Oh, I mean, everything from the idea of, the rudeness of some of the people and just being the standpoint of actually getting wrong items, being thrown out of stores, getting people thinking that you're doing one thing when you find out, when you really were very conscious about trying to do some very good things. There's a whole misconception out there. Quite honestly, most people are pretty good at this time of year, Phil. There's a whole feeling about Christmas in that area. But I want to give you one more website here.
Oh, good.
Okay, now this one is, in fact, this and all of these are free. And they've been up for over 6-7 years, and most people don't even know about them. But this is called LucyPhone.com.
LucyPhone.com. Lucy, like I love Lucy.
You got it.
All right.
L-U-C-Y.
Okay.
Now, what you do here is you go on, you pull up the site, and right away you enter the company you want to talk to, and you enter your phone number. They will dial the company for you, and if it ends up on one of these recordings, you push the star button twice, and then hang up. And they will actually sit on the line for you.
No kidding.
Now, listen, seriously.
Free of charge?
Free of charge. And when a live person comes back, that clicks back through to your phone, they'll dial you again, and you can pick up and talk to the live person.
Does that include government agencies?
That's a good question.
Oh, man, does that sound like a great idea? I don't know why they're doing it, because how do you pay your employees?
I tell you, it's the system they've got in place that actually does this and recognizes it. And I said it's been up for over 5 years right now.
Yeah.
All three of these sites are free, and they're right there.
Oh, man. Hey, here's a question for you.
Okay.
Does it help to send letters to companies, and who should you send them to, the CEO?
You got it. CEO or president, right there.
And then you get something right away.
That's the one you've got to get to. You're exactly right, because the minute he gets it, what he does is he sends it down to the next person belonging.
Yeah.
And that really gets action. And there's sites you can go on the web right now. GetCEO is one of them.
GetCEO.com. I love it.
Oh.
We're going to put all of these on our links page. Buck Jones, it's a pleasure to speak with you. Retail insider, and he knows what he's talking about, and he'll give you free stuff if you complain to him, that's for sure. Thanks a lot, Buck. Happy holidays.
Hey, Phil, same to you and you guys.
Hey, that's it for Hour 1. There's more to come, including the storm of the decade is upon the West Coast. We'll talk with a meteorologist who will let you know what you can expect. And something extra on the menu had people drooling at McDonald's, and this time it was not food. Those stories and more in the second hour of Phil Hewlett and Friends. Coming up next...
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. This is Hour 2 of the talk show, where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. This hour, A huge storm is bearing down on SoCal. It's already done a ton of damage up in the northern part of the state as well as the Pacific Northwest, and there's more to come after that. Plus, your holiday tech buying guide with our tech guy, Jeremy Antecuni. The friends are here, Aaron Myers, Jay Campadonia, and Chris Martin. I'm Phil Hewlett. Once again, thanks for tuning in. All right, want to get things started, and it's not cheap sending your kids to college, and it's not cheap when you get sued by your kid to pay to send your kid to college. Isn't that right, Aaron?
It is right, apparently, for two parents, because they have been ordered to pay their daughter's tuition at Temple University by a judge and pay her tuition at a community college that she attended before. And this has been going on since 2013, and the girl's 21 now, and she sued her parents so they could get she could get this money. But here's the kicker. She moved out in February 2013 to live with her grandparents because her parents say they set a bunch of rules for her after she got kicked out of an internship program, so chores, curfew, summer classes, and she left and hasn't gone back since. And now a judge says the parents still have to pay for her college anyway. And they say they've offered to pay for other schools besides Temple. But
Temple tuition runs? About 40 grand a year? Or a semester, maybe?
Can't be cheap. I mean, college isn't cheap anywhere. But the only time they see each other is in court. And, you know, the parents are upset.
That's sad. You know, family's getting torn apart about money. That's stupid.
Yeah, it happens too often, for sure.
You know, you talk to somebody who has, like, divorced parents or, you know, a dead brother or, you know, whatever. It's like, the one thing that I want for Christmas is a family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, put your differences aside. Stop being jerks.
Wow. Yeah. Look at Jay.
Sorry.
So sensitive he is.
You know what?
I can't believe it.
Philosopher Jay.
Soft spot in my heart for Christmas. Lay off.
No, it's okay. I'm
back
impressed.
Back off. I'm going to cry. Back off. What?
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
I was complimenting you.
He's not a Grinch.
Well.
Today, maybe.
Unless you bring up Taylor Swift.
Yes. Yeah. Who has a new boyfriend, apparently. So.
Oh, who's this
another
guy?
One.
Now we got to hear songs about this jerk now? Come on.
Well, when they break up, not yet. You have some time still.
Jay, you will be happy to know that Taylor Swift was not nominated Person of the Year for Time Magazine.
Oh! So, who was?
It was actually the Ebola fighters.
So Ebola fighters?
All the people that got together to help fight against Ebola, not only overseas, but here on the mainland.
And they're person of the year?
Over here to the United States. We did a great job.
Yeah. How about that?
Runner-up, the Ferguson protesters, and Vladimir Putin.
No. Yeah. Come on. No, they're just throwing Poots a bone there by saying that he was second runner-up.
That's good.
Should have been his tiger.
I can sleep easy. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Listen to this as an introduction to Aaron's next story.
Is it safe? Yes, it's safe. It's very safe. It's so safe you wouldn't believe it.
Well, maybe not so safe, at least if you're taking Uber. There's some stuff going on now. In New Delhi, it was reported that a woman was raped by her Uber driver this past weekend. And apparently, the driver had actually been charged with rape before. And they said in India that you can actually clean up your background for like $130 and then be able to be an Uber driver. And now Uber is blacklisted in that country. But here in the U.S., there have been some problems too. Like L.A. and San Francisco, the district attorneys have announced they're going to file suit against Uber, claiming the company is misleading users by saying it uses an industry-leading background check process because it actually does not fingerprint its drivers. So, you know, maybe not as safe as you think it is to get in an Uber vehicle, especially if you're like a single woman.
We should do a test. I mean, Chris, you're always looking for work. Maybe we should enlist you to just go through the Uber driver process and become a driver and see if you could pull it off with as little background check as possible.
Oh, sure. I'm interested in that. I would like to do that.
Because, I mean, be honest, would you qualify? I mean, if we looked into your background, would you be okay?
Sure. I only have a couple of traffic violations. I can't imagine that would hold me back.
Probably not.
Literally, a couple of speeding tickets.
How about that guy in the shallow grave in the IE, nothing like that.
Well, Phil, we said we were never going to bring that up on air.
Oops. We're not on the air, are we?
Can you please hit the delay button?
All right. Thank you. Jay.
Yes, sir.
You know how I love great inventions and great ideas and people just making life that much better with some kind of new product or service.
That's right. And, you know, when I first saw this article, you're the first person I thought of, okay? A Norwegian manufacturer, they're making underwear for men. And they've been denied a patent for their name.
What?
Yeah. So the underwear itself is basically like a boxer brief. Everybody kind of knows what that is.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Look at Aaron shaking her head.
I know.
Yeah.
we're wearing them now.
So evidently the Norwegian company wants to name their underwear Comfy Balls.
I think it's funny.
And they couldn't get a patent for that in the United States.
Couldn't get a patent. Well, they've been denied. So it's not to say that they won't refile.
Well,
try
you know,
to get don't,
when you go to business school, you are taught, among many other things, that if you have a product or service, name it so that when people see your name, they know immediately what kind of product or service you are peddling.
Which I think Comfy Balls does for an underwear company.
I agree.
Okay, well, here comes the kicker.
Okay.
The company is being protested by the No Fun Police, a.k.a. 1 Million Moms, who says Comfy Balls is indecent.
Really?
They're the same people who stopped Ben & Jerry's, the ice cream company, from making sweaty balls, inspired by the Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah.
See, that would bother me more than Comfy Balls. I think Comfy Balls is kind of funny.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So thanks a lot, American Family Association. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, 1 Million Moms. Now we can't have fun in our underwear.
I don't...
That sounds really wrong.
Appreciate it.
I don't think it sounds any worse than lifts and separates.
Exactly, right? Wait. Comfy Balls is named for
what
its...
is that one?
Oh, that, well, that was before push-up bras. That was all the rage
for
bras.
Oh, that's right. I do... I think I... Okay, I remember.
Cross your heart.
They didn't say that in one of those training bras packages that you got from your grandma?
Mine, I think those said, yeah, you wish you could fill these out, probably.
Oh, man, what a brutal grandma.
But I love this. Comfy Balls gets its name from their, they call it package front technology.
Package front technology.
Yes.
PFT.
It's got like little cushions of cotton in
there. It's the ultimate comfort by reducing heat transfer and restricting movement.
Wow. So this could this could improve, what, sperm count and all those sort of other things.
But you can't call it Comfy Balls because some woman in an office somewhere was like, that's indecent.
Yeah.
Whoa. So it restricts movement. So it's like the bra you were talking about, too.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It tightens up when it senses movement.
All right.
I think they've already come up with the other name. Just call them PFTs, you know?
Yeah. There you go.
PFT Flyers.
I think I'm torn on this one, too. All right, Chris, jump in here, will you? You've been telling us updates about the Sony hacking and all of that, but now there's news that perhaps we're going to have to get James Bond on the case.
Yeah, the hacking is showing itself in all kinds of different ways, and now we're learning that the next James Bond movie is way over budget. The movie's called Spectre, and it could become the most expensive film ever made. And I love those James Bond films. Can you guys agree with me?
Have
you seen
the latest
ones?
Yeah, they're
the best.
Really good with Daniel Craig. But the costs of this one are already close to $300 million and could get closer to $400 million. Yeah, and we know this because we've seen all the internal memos from the MGM Studios president now, thanks to the Guardians of
Peace
hackers.
Is that more money than they spent to make that movie with all the blue people?
Oh, Avatar?
Yeah.
You know what? I think that one, didn't they say that one cost close to $500 million? No.
I thought it did, $500 million.
Yeah, it's been a while since the press has been out about that, but it made over $1 billion.
Yeah,
so.
It ain't cheap hiring blue actors.
No.
They're from space.
Kidding? That's
right.
You don't
see them around very often.
Yeah.
But the memos go on to explain how the studio's scrambling to cut costs because there's like these scenes in Rome, fights on a train, which have we seen that in Bond films before?
Yep. Yeah.
Dramatic scenes in the rain, all this. It also releases all kinds of other info like other people's paychecks that are on the movie and how much who might be the next Bond intelligence agent.
Yeah.
Agent C, you know, who's going to take over for Q.
Yeah, then we hear it was Christoph Waltz, right?
No, well, they're talking about now getting this guy Andrew Scott because he's cheaper than Christoph Waltz. It's one of the ways to cut costs.
Wow.
Gosh, darn it. You hackers, you're ruining everything.
They're making it kind of entertaining, though.
That's true. Hey, they're calling it the storm of the decade, and it's about to drop rain and snow on Southern California with a healthy dose of very strong winds. And we're going to get the full skinny on this December deluge with AccuWeather meteorologist Ken Clark. Next, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. All right, it's Phil Hewlett and friends. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Phil. Jay and Chris and Aaron are here, and we might float away before the end of tomorrow because the storm of the decade is upon us. In fact, that's what some people are calling it, the December deluge. All kinds of words are being used to describe this storm because, frankly, we haven't had much in the way of rain. We had this storm a couple of weeks ago with a lot of rain, a couple of inches, and in some places more than that. And it was people walking around dumbfounded. What is this wet substance falling from the heavens? They were clueless about it because it's been so long. And joining us live to help us understand what this is all about and what we can expect from this latest storm, which is purported to be one of the biggest in a long time, AccuWeather meteorologist Ken Clark. Hi, Ken. What are we in for?
Well, Phil, I'm going to put some rumors to rest real quick here. For Southern California, this is not the storm of the decade. It may not even be the storm of the last week or two. It will be a heavy rain event when it moves through. But you're right. Only a week ago, we had a little more than a week ago, we had a storm move through with a couple of inches of rain. Some places got 2.5, 3 inches of rain. We will not get that much rain out of this storm. We will get, in a very short period of time, maybe an inch or two of rain in the lowlands, maybe as much as 3 inches in the south-facing mountains. But again, that's nothing that we didn't receive just over a week ago. But it will be coming down in a very hard for a short period of time, probably a 4 to 6 hour window in Southern California, in the L.A. area especially. And so that much rain over that short a period of time is going to cause flooding problems, is going to cause problems in the burn areas with mud and debris flows. So there are going to be problems. But this is just not going to be the storm of the decade for Southern California.
But you can typically expect trees to fall and knock out power lines and transformers and all that sort of thing. I mean, Northern California is a good example of that because there are, I think, at this moment, still tens of thousands of people without power.
Yeah, this storm in Northern California is dropping more rain than it will be here in the South. It's lasting longer, over a longer period of time. There's already been some amounts. I got 8 inches in a place called Hawkeye, which is just north of San Francisco, up by around 2,000, 3,000 feet, 5 inches in Santa Rosa, California. That is where the heavy rains have been. 2 to 4 inches very common up there. Some reports of 6 to 8 inches, and there is widespread flooding on some of the rivers up across Northern California. And I think this is one of the heaviest rain events, at least since 2009, in Northern California. But if you remember back in 2010, 2011 winter, we had a lot of rain down here in Southern California. And so this is really going to match up with that.
Yeah, okay. So is this a cold enough storm to drop a good chunk of snow, especially up in the Sierras where we like the snowpack and that helps with our drought conditions?
It is snowing pretty good in the Sierras right now, but mainly above about 7,000, 7,500 feet right now. Snow levels are kind of high, but will be dropping quite a bit for tonight. There will probably be 2 to 3 feet of snow at the top of the ski resorts around Tahoe. Down around 6,000 feet, I expect a foot or two. Down to maybe about 5,000 feet, half a foot or so of snow over the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good snowmaker up there. For Southern California, if you're wanting a lot of snow, you're going to be disappointed. I think there will be some snow at the resorts like Mountain High and over toward Snow Summit area and that area. We expect maybe 3 to 6 inches of snow, but the heavy precipitation when it comes through will be mainly rain at those resorts, because the snow level is going to be initially pretty high.
Right. At this time of the year, Ken Clark, we get Santa Ana winds very often. And what we call them here in Southern California is bad hair days. But what kind of wind speeds are we expecting with this storm?
Ahead of the front tonight, they're going to get pretty windy for a time. Late tonight into tomorrow morning, I expect in the lowlands 15 to 30 mile per hour winds, some gusts to 40. In the mountains, 20 to 45 miles per hour with gusts to 50, 55 miles per hour, maybe 60. Also, the upper deserts, places like Palmdale, Lancaster, they're going to see winds of probably 30, 40, 50 miles per hour late tonight into tomorrow morning as this cold front comes down from the north. So it's going to get very windy. And like you said, this is going to cause some trees to come down. We have a lot of shallow-rooted trees here in Southern California. So when the soil gets moist, and you get a lot of wind, you get trees coming down, and I think there will be that occurring as well as some local flooding problems.
Tie down your lawn chairs and your small dogs.
That's right, small dogs especially because they might end up over in Vegas.
No, oh, wow, all right. And we had some discussion earlier in the program about what this storm really is called and whether there's a meteorological name, and Chris brought one up. Chris, remind us again what the name was, and we're curious about how this applies.
Ken, I called the storm the polar, excuse me, the Pineapple Express storm, and am I accurate in saying that, or have I been misinformed by the media?
I think it's a little misinformed, because this doesn't have a true pineapple connection to it. This actually came out of the northern Pacific and dropped southward, and it really hasn't tapped true pineapple connection type moisture all the way from Hawaii. Now, it does have a lot of moisture with it, and that's mainly due to all the dynamics involved with how strong it is. But for the amount of moisture it has, it's really not drawing from the subtropics as much as a true pineapple connection. It may be kind of a hybrid of the two, and that's why I said, well, you're not quite right, but you're partially right.
But could you call it, just for nomenclature, would you call it a Pineapple Express storm if it really was truly connected to the Hawaii storm wave that comes up?
Yes, you would. This moisture came from mainly north of Hawaii, so that's why I'm kind of hesitant to call it a pineapple connection. Maybe we'll call it a mango connection.
Mango. And can Coastal Eddie be implicated at all in this situation?
Not in the least.
Okay, good, because we worry about him. He's my second cousin twice removed. So, all right, well, meteorologist Buck Jones. Buck Jones.
Can I ask
he was
one
the previous
one,
guy.
Phil?
Ken Clark.
Uh-oh. And I hate to cut you
off. Oh, one more question?
Just
for
one
Ken.
More quick one.
For Ken, Ken.
For Ken, what about this second wave that we hear about? We know we're getting some rain tonight and into Friday, but then we hear like there's this second wave coming in the next couple of days. Is that true?
The weekend should be rain-free for the most part. Maybe a lingering shower in the mountains Saturday morning. Otherwise, the weekend should be dry. There is going to be another rain event come through, probably sometime Monday afternoon and Monday night. Maybe another one right after that one, sometime Tuesday into Wednesday. So there is more rain coming. I don't think it's going to be as strong as the one we have right now. But there are two more rain systems in our future for early next week.
Ken, I was checking out AccuWeather.com, and there's a page that, where they call AccuWeather Personalities, and you click on it, and there are full-length photos of about a dozen AccuWeather meteorologists. And I was curious to know if you qualified for that runway walk of personalities.
Well, if you go into AccuWeather.com under blog section, I have I do on a fairly regular basis, and my picture is there. As bad as it is.
Oh, but come on.
Go into the blog section. You will find my picture there, and that's where I talk about the weather here along the west coast of the United States.
Very good. A pleasure to speak with you. Batten down the hatches. We're in for a wet one, and we thank you for clearing a whole bunch of things up. And I feel like a big bowl of pineapple right about now.
I got some mango for you.
Very good. Ken Clark, thank you very much. AccuWeather meteorologist. There we go. All right, so it's not the storm of the century or the decade. Maybe a couple of weeks. But we'll take it. We can take the wetness here. Hey, here's something for you. Have you ever given someone a present and known immediately from their face that they were disappointed? Or maybe you could tell from them yelling at you after you gave them the present. Has this ever happened to you? A new survey found that 52% of Americans have gotten a negative reaction from their significant other over a Christmas gift. And here are the seven ways people react. I'll start with, we'll start from number one and down to number seven. Number one is you get the silent treatment. 20% said they got that, the silent treatment, after giving a gift.
Yep.
Come on, I was being generous.
It's the thought that counts.
Especially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They complain to their friends or family, 18%. Now, that's not right.
They, like, go in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And they talk bad about it.
Look what he gave me.
Look at this pilot.
Yeah. They bring it up in conversation later on at a party.
At a party?
At a party. Yeah. Right. We're trying to have a good time here.
Yeah.
I just cracked open my beer. And wait, what? Now we're in an argument.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Great. Okay. They skip and go directly to go. Arguing and yelling, 10%, said that immediately happens after opening the gift.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah. And this is worse. Immediately after opening that present, which you spent so much time wrapping and taping and making the bow just right, crying.
Oh, I've done that.
7% just start crying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Thanks, little training bras.
This
things.
All sounds like guys giving bad gifts to their women. Do you
and
think
and you know that
the
happens.
Other way?
That no,
is
probably
fantastic.
Not. 5% say there was complaining on social media.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Why air your dirty laundry there?
Because people are jerks and they're dumb. That's why they do it.
And here's the last one. 1% of people, after they gave a gift that their significant other was not happy with, were dumped unceremoniously.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, if this is the kind of gift you think I'm worthy of, we're not boyfriend and girlfriend anymore.
Wow.
And by the way, the survey also asked people to name the most memorable Christmas gift shortage. Do you remember the Cabbage Patch Kid shortage of 1983?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, wait, 83? No. There was another one, though. I swear I remember that.
Right. Well, this was the number one.
You hit a nerve, man.
And, yes. Well, there was also the Tickle Me Elmo shortage. That was in 1996. Yeah. That came in second.
You guys ever give a gift just to tick them off?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh. Are you serious? What is the matter with you,
Aaron? The one that gave her mom Beano.
I do. I think joke gifts are the best. You just find that little thing that you know is going to make them go, and you just pour it on.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. All right.
I got Jay a packet of comfy balls.
But hopefully I like that.
Yes,
yeah.
I would. Thank you.
Oh, no. All right. So you know what you could give? The hardest working people sometimes are the servers of the restaurants. Isn't that right, Jay?
You know, you are true, and especially the ones in Branson, Missouri. Apparently, Cindy Grady, she was a server at the Cracker Barrel, which that's probably the happening place in Branson.
Oh, yeah.
She was out there, and her car was in rough shape. Apparently, a couple saw her walking to her car after she just gave them great service. Well, they turned around and they bought her a new car.
Oh, you kidding me?
As part of a tip.
A new car.
Is that not cool?
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
You get a car. You get a car. It wasn't Oprah eating there at the Cracker Barrel, was it? No, okay,
no,
good.
No.
Hey, it's that time of year, and before you buy that big screen TV, you know you want one, you need to hear what our tech guy has to say about that and more holiday tech gadgets. Jeremy Antoconi is next, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Thanks for tuning in. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. And I don't know, if you're like me, you've probably been shopping around and fantasizing about a new big screen TV or some fancy speaker system or something like that for the house. Or I don't know. Have you been looking at those sorts of things? You just kind of fantasize about them, don't you?
Well, they're on sale because of the holidays, so yeah.
True. Yeah, they had the Black Friday, then they had the Cyber Monday, and of course the big football games are coming up in January and February, and so people could save a lot of money on the new technology. But how do you know if you're spending your money wisely on these things? Well, you know because you tune into this program and you hear from our tech dude, Jeremy Antoconi, who joins us live now. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good, and I've been looking at the big screens, and so I guess the latest, am I right, is the Ultra HD. What does that mean, and is it even worth an extra $1,500 to $3,000?
Good question. So 4K or Ultra HD is the new standard of the TVs that are out there, and it has four times the resolution of the existing HD stuff. So it's going to have super dense pixels, and it should make for an amazing experience, right? But the problem is that there really isn't a whole lot of content out there to watch. Netflix has a few titles to watch. Amazon has some others. You can get some content on Blu-rays that'll upscale and look nice on the TV. But the reality is there isn't a whole lot to watch out there yet. And I think the bigger problem that a lot of people don't even realize, they think that, it's a better, higher resolution TV, I should pick one up. The reality is for a 50-inch TV, which is a pretty standard size TV, the optimal viewing distance for a 4K TV is 37 to 75 inches, which means that you've got to be about 3 to 6 feet from the TV to actually appreciate the difference.
Wow. No kidding. So is it more important then for a higher refresh rate when they show, you could have a 120 or a 240? It's the 1080p that and the higher number and the 4K or whatever that doesn't matter as much as the refresh rate. Am I right?
Well, the refresh rate is very important, especially when you're watching sports or other action movies, because that's how quickly the pixels can change from one view to another. If you're, the screen is changing, if you've got somebody running across the screen or you've got some action that's on the screen, the faster that's able to refresh the pixels and display the new images, the better it's going to look and there's going to be less blur. But yeah, you're absolutely right. People may be spending money that they don't need to be. There are some deals out there for 4K TVs. Vizio has one that's less than $1,000, which seems like it's...
For a 4K, really?
For a 4K.
Well, see,
yeah,
you'll have it when, in some day, the programming catches up with the technology.
Eventually get to watch something. And Samsung's got some beautiful sets out there. You know, have you seen the new curved screens?
What's the point of the curve? Can you help me with that?
Well, it's, to give you a more immersive experience and, allow for a wider range of viewing in the room so more people can get to, a screen where they're looking directly at the TV.
Immersive. So it's almost like the TV is giving you a hug.
Right. And being, 3 feet from it, you're going to have a really immersive experience.
Yes. Okay. Well, do you want to sit 3 feet? I mean, I've got the rooms I'm setting up. We're more or less 8 to 10 feet away from the TV.
Right, and that's the optimal distance for just a standard HD TV, 75 to 150 inches, 6 to 12 feet is the range that you would want on just a normal HD TV. So unless you've got a gigantic 4K TV or you're sitting really, really close, chances are you're probably not going to see the dramatic difference that you may be expecting.
And besides, when you think about really close, those are the worst seats in the theater, right there in the front row, right?
That's right, that's right.
Now, how about those wireless speaker systems? There's Sonos, there are a couple others out there. I wonder if the technology is ready for prime time, or if I hook one of those up, am I going to hear the neighbor's teenage daughter talking on the on her wireless phone there to her friends?
Sonos is a fantastic product. Actually, they've got offices right here in Santa Barbara where I live, and I've been using Sonos stuff for quite a few years.
Oh, really?
So it's definitely beyond ready for prime time. They've actually refined the products that they offer and are incredibly reliable, offer really, really good sound.
Now, explain how it works exactly, because you can pull all kinds of music from anywhere, right?
Yeah, if you're not familiar with it, Sonos is kind of a modular system. They sell different amplified speakers. So you can get a $200 speaker or a $400 speaker. You can even get a sound bar to go underneath your TV. But the magic happens when you actually link them together. So you can use zones individually, or you can connect them all together. And once you do that, you can listen to music from any of those online music services. Pandora, Spotify, Beats Music.
And you manage your zones on your phone with an app, right?
Right. And so you're using your app. You can either have you're each person in the house using their app to control the music in their room, or you can link them all together and have a huge party music going on.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool stuff. It's reasonably priced and it's really reliable. It works. There's no delay. If you would expect that there would be some sort of latency or delay as you go from
No hits on the wireless thing, right?
No, it's good stuff. They actually create their own wireless mesh network, so they're not relying on your existing wireless network, which may be patchy. So it's actually cool stuff worth checking out.
Nice to know. All right. And finally, Jeremy, a story for Jay, because he's still fuming over iTunes forcing a new U2 album on him.
It's ridiculous.
You have another U2 related story?
I do. And, many of our listeners probably are familiar with this. Jay's been wanking about it endlessly. But, the U2 album that showed up in all of our iTunes library, of course, many people were not interested in it. Well, I started getting push notifications from Ticketmaster. And that's not, uncommon for a company to send you push notifications to an app that you've got installed. But either somebody at Ticketmaster is absolutely clueless, or they're just having a blast with this cruel joke. I continue to receive the same push notification over and over and over again, inviting me to this lovely U2 concert at
the...
So I've received like 6 or 7 of them. They come in just groups of 2 or 3. So they just don't stop. So Jay, will you go with me to the concert?
No, I will not. I refuse. And how dare you ask me for something like that?
How about wine and some dinner first?
Okay, well, wait a second. let me think about that.
Concert wouldn't be so bad then.
Yeah.
Well, Jeremy, thanks as always. We learned a lot about TVs and speakers, and we're still not big fans of U2, and we will talk to you again next Thursday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
All right, there he goes. That's our tech guy, Jeremy Antecuni. All right, so, up next.
I'm going to go buy a TV.
Are you?
No.
I'm thinking I might get TV, might get some wireless speakers. I don't know. I'm primed for that sort of thing. I've got a 10-year-old TV that I bought on points.
Oh, yeah, you need a new TV, though. Yeah,
does that still have a tube?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It is an HD TV, but it weighs about 400 pounds.
Yeah.
You know the kind. Okay, up next, we're going to talk about a very cute animal that's going to go extinct. And also, what in the world was happening at this McDonald's? And people, they should have said something immediately, but they just sat there and enjoyed it for an entire hour before it was stopped. And you'll hear about that and more coming up next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. We're back here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. And getting stressed out over the holidays is pretty much unavoidable, especially if you have kids. But here are six tips to make sure you don't have a nervous breakdown. Don't overspend. Money's the number one thing that stresses people out during the holidays. The best way to avoid it is to set a budget and stick to it. Don't worry too much about traditions. Trying to recreate childhood memories is fine, but just don't go nuts with it. Sometimes creating new traditions could be better. Don't try to buy the perfect gift for everyone. Keep in mind, there isn't always a perfect gift out there. Just buy something and be done with it. Don't eat too much.
That's a big one.
I know. Some people do it because they're stressed, and they get even more stressed about gaining weight. And don't commit to too many events. You'll end up exhausted. If you've got 10 parties this month, that's too many. It's okay to just skip a few of them. And finally, don't try to stay in the Christmas spirit the entire time of the season. You should probably expect to have a mini meltdown once or twice so you don't have a major one.
Yep.
Right?
That's good. You got to let off a little steam so you don't boil over.
There you go. It's like a relief valve.
Get a little bah humbug in there.
It's the way to go. I'm telling you, it's worked for me for 35 years. I'm great.
Yeah, there you go. You know what else is great, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
Bacon.
Yeah, it is pretty good. And I actually, if you're looking for a gift still, this could be perfect for your man. If, you know, guys like bacon, they like getting naked. Well, now they can do them both together because there is a new invention. It is called, let me see, what is it called? I'm going blank because I'm looking at the picture. It is, oh no. Oh, there we go. Naked bacon cooking armor. And it looks like kind of an upside down boxing glove and a sumo wrestler diaper put together.
Yeah.
And it's to protect you, your man parts, while you're cooking bacon naked.
Why would you cook bacon naked?
Because here's why. This is what the guys that developed it said. They said, cooking and eating bacon naked has been said to be the equivalent of winning the lottery, scoring a touchdown in the Super Bowl, and neck-punching Justin Bieber all at once.
Wow.
So it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but hey, you know, at least they've got a good sense of humor.
Neck-punching Bieber.
When you look at the picture, you go, wow, that's weird. But then the first thing I think, too, is the guy who's modeling it needs an airbrushed tan. He's so white and pale.
He's pasty.
But we have a little pasty.
He needs to hit the weight room, too.
Maybe that a little, too.
Now, what protects the rest of his body? Because, okay, good, your man parts are safe, but what, like taking shots of bacon grease on the chest doesn't hurt also?
No, not if you're a man.
Yeah, that's the show, okay. Your toughness.
Yeah, you want to be marked and scarred up a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, those
just not that area.
Sensitive areas you want to protect.
I was thinking you'd, like, Pam your body or something first so you could get, like, a layer.
You know? And plus, you don't want to get scarred up down there. I mean, that changes the experience for your partner completely.
Yeah, but what do I care? No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Gosh. For a minute or two. All right. On the subject of naked, how do we tie that with McDonald's, Jay?
Oh, very easily. Very easily. A McDonald's in Switzerland You guys walk into McDonald's and they've always got the TVs, and it's usually like advertising one of their new sandwiches or their new menus or whatever. Well, the one in Switzerland, they have instructed their employees to show sports and some of the sports channels, right? Well, apparently a group of guys walked in. They said it was late Saturday night and they were the only ones in the restaurant, and they looked up on the TVs and apparently it was porn.
Oh, McPorn?
McPorn. Wow. Yes, McNasties are happening up on the TVs, right? McDonald's spokeswoman, and I love this. You talk about the PR machine in action.
The spin.
Yeah, right. So, okay, well, first off, luckily no families were in, no kids were in, just a bunch of guys were in there, but they didn't notice it right away. And the guys told the TV show 20 Minutes, that's like their new show over there, that they go, look, hey, it was a group of guys. We didn't care. We're just focused on our French fries. We don't care.
Yeah.
A spokeswoman told the same program, 20 Minutes, that the employees are instructed to find sports and leave it on sports. But our employees didn't immediately realize what was on the TVs. Why?
Why?
Because they were concentrating on customers and their work.
Of course they were.
Right?
So how long did the McPorn run there on the video board?
Oh, about an hour, Phil.
An hour?
they really were concentrating.
How do you even have access to that channel? Don't you unsubscribe to that when you have your DVR hooked up?
I know, right? Or like when they, okay, Mr. DirecTV, I really don't want any of these channels on there. Can we block them all?
Well, come on. You're talking about American values for cable television. This is Switzerland. Who knows what they're up to over there?
Chocolate and porn, evidently.
Apparently.
And McDonald's.
Yes.
I went in to order a McGangbang and looked up to the television, and there it was.
Reference our previous episode. Go listen to that one. All right. All right. Gosh. You hate to see certain animals go, and Chris, I had no idea there was such a thing. What's it called?
A vaquita.
A what?
A vaquita. I think a chiquita. So it's like Chiquita with a VA in the front of it.
What is it?
It's a porpoise.
Aww.
Yep. And it's scheduled to be extinct in like less than 4 years, which is sad.
Sounds like
right?
a death Everybody, sentence. It's scheduled for this? Can
yes.
there be a pardon?
It looks unlikely. It is the rarest and most endangered marine mammal in the world. It looks like a tiny dolphin if it had dark lipstick and a little mascara. Yeah, they live off the coast of Mexico and have been dying in droves because they're getting caught in illegal fishing nets. And Jay, you might be interested in this side of the story. They're getting caught in all these nets because there's pirate fishermen hunting for another endangered fish off the coast of Mexico because the Chinese are paying a boatload for this fish because they believe that it has magical healing properties in its bladder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then these little porpoises are getting caught in the net. Now, this other endangered fish, there's still lots of them, but the porpoises are saying there's like less than 100 of them left.
That's awful.
Little tiny dolphins.
Yeah, you want to see a picture of it? We have it on the show fun page.
The one caught in the net?
No, this is a cute one winking at you, just poking its head out of the water. We also have the Naked Bacon cooking armor photo with the pasty white guy wearing it. We also have the Lego wheelchair for the tortoise. And the video of the surprise with the guy from in the Army coming home to see his wife and kids and family at the Ducks game last night. All of that's on the show fun page. Go check it out. We also have on our links page all those links that help you get through to the people you need to get through to in customer service. There's the Contact Help Get Human Lucy phone where they call up the number for you and they call you back when they finally get through. And Get CEO, all of that is there. And we want to see if we can end the program on a heartwarming note. And sometimes police officers have tricky business. They see something going down and they pull you over and they want to question you. They want to find out what's going on. And sometimes there's a surprise and an interesting result here in this case, Jay.
Yeah, in a small town in Alabama, a woman went into a Dollar General store over the weekend and attempted to steal 5 eggs. She only had 50 cents in her pocket. As she was walking and trying to avoid some of the store employees, the eggs broke in her pockets. So employees were like, hey, what are you trying to do here? They called the cops on her, right? She's trying to shoplift. She tried to buy eggs because she lives with, I believe it's her niece. No, lives with her two daughters, a niece, and grandchildren who are 1 and 3. And she's just poor. It's a very small town in Alabama, I said. Well, the cop came and bought a carton of eggs for her and said, look, you know what? Just here you go. It's a dollar. Here you go. Apparently, one of the store employees videoed the entire interaction between the cop and the shoplifter. And so many people have been donating to somebody set up like a GoFundMe page. And two truckloads of food have been delivered to the woman's house.
Wow. Two truckloads.
Not like semis.
Does
like
she have a fridge?
I don't know. Hopefully it's non-perishable items. The officer actually who went to stop the shoplifting was the one who led the donations and whatnot.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
You know what that reminds me of? I was watching the news last night and they were talking about Mayor Garcetti's wife. And, you know, there was that building that burned down in L.A.?
Yes.
And inside it was a bunch of presents that they had collected for senior citizens. And so she put on this fundraiser to collect a bunch of the present packages back together and try to get them out to all
these
senior
citizens. How about that? That's heartwarming, too. Yeah. And here's one more thing. On Friday, an old man was trying to buy groceries at a Walmart in New York, and he was short $40. So he was about to take the stuff back when the Walmart cashier took $40 out of her own pocket to cover the cost.
Wow.
She told the local news that she's never done it before, but hopes it inspires other people to do something nice during the holidays. Mm-hmm.
There are good people out there.
And
yes.
Walmart employees don't make a lot of dough. I mean, $40 to a Walmart employee is probably a lot of money.
That's
it's like 8 hours work.
Yeah, I was going to say, better part of a full day's job.
Yikes. Well, good for them.
All right, and good for you if your house and your tree and your landscaping survives the weekend, because we're waiting for the deluge to begin. Yeah, mine included. I've got some new flowers out front, and I'm expecting
Goodbye.
Them all to go down the gutter and into the ocean.
Oh, you guys watch that Naked and Afraid show?
Oh yeah,
on
sure.
Discovery.
Yes.
So this guy's being all mountain man, right? And he like finds a dead deer and he like cuts it up and he's making sandals because they're naked and afraid, right? They're
yeah.
naked in the. He made sandals out of the hide.
Yeah.
And then he put it next to his water source yeah. and then it rained.
Yeah.
And his sandals washed down.
Oh.
The river.
And you were so pleased with that.
I was laughing so hard. I felt so bad for the guy.
Well, so much for ending the show on a heartwarming
I know.
Note. Hey, we love your comments. Click contact at philhewlettandfriends.com. We're on Twitter at FAFShow, facebook.com/philhewlettandfriends. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, our producer, Brooke Peterson, production assistant, Nick Wright. Our theme song is composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Aaron Myers, Jay Capadonia, and Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.